And our kids today are sick because we are bombarding their immune systems with these toxins that they simply cannot handle. Vaccines is part of that story. And it's probably, in my view, the largest single cause, although all of them are very big. Now, in 1999, CDC was also alarmed at the same thing that you described with the parents. So they decided to do an internal study of their own database, which is called the Vaccine Safety Data Link. It is the, it's the medical records, including the vaccination records, of 10 million kids from the 10 biggest HMOs. So it's all the cumulative medical records from all those HMOs, and they're all housed in one place. And they studied, they said, let's see if these mercury vaccines are causing autism. So they looked at one vaccine. They can look at every vaccine record, and then they can look at your medical claims to see if you, you know, had seizure disorders or allergies, or if you have an autism diagnosis. They can do a cluster analysis, and they can look for associations. So they looked at the hepatitis B vaccine, which is loaded with mercury, during the first 30 days of life. Kids, they looked at kids who got it during the first 30 days. They compared them to kids who did not get it during the first 30 days, who got it later or didn't get it at all. And here's what they found. The relative risk of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years and lung cancer is 10. This was 11.35. They knew.
Is that because of thimerosal?
What was causing, you know, from thimerosal. This is what the story that got me involved, because they pushed the panic button and they had a secret meeting. They didn't want to do it on the CDC campus because they thought it would be susceptible to freedom of information requests. So they did it in a remote Methodist retreat center on the banks of the Chattahoochee River in Norcross, Georgia. And it was called Simpsonwood. They had a two-day meeting with 52 individuals, including all the major vaccine companies, regulatory agencies that administer vaccines, WHO, CDC, FDA, NIH, HHS, and the leaders, the leading academic vaccinators. So the people who basically conduct clinical trials and make hundreds of millions of dollars for medical schools around this country. And the first day, and somebody, Megan, recorded that meeting. We don't know why. We don't know if they knew they were being recorded, but I got a hold of the transcripts in 2005, and it is horrific. It's a nightmare. Any of your listeners can go to our website, see Zero Children's Health Events, and read those transcripts and make up your own mind about what happened. And you see the panjarams of the American healthcare system, these regulators who are supposed to be protecting us. The first day, they're looking at the science and they are saying it's bulletproof. We are causing autism.
I want the audience to be aware of the FDA and the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, the American Association of Pediatrics, and several other agencies have concluded there is no evidence that thimerosal causes any harm, that there's none, that it causes any harm. They removed it from vaccines anyway, they say, as a precautionary measure. They also are concerned about the resurrection of measles. In 2015, nearly 200 Americans were sickened with it. And that's a disease that we had eradicated 15 years earlier as a consequence of parents not vaccinating their kids. As you point out, it's a disease that could be potentially deadly. You've made this claim before about this horrific conference in which they confessed, oh, you know, it's causing autism. We got to bury the data. You wrote about it in a January 2011 article that was in Rolling Stone and Salon. It's since been withdrawn by Salon altogether. Rolling Stone had to offer a bunch of corrections. It removed it from its website as well. And your allegation spurred an 18-month investigation by a U.S. Senate committee that found allegations of CDC misconduct were unsubstantiated. And they concluded that there was no cover-up.
It was a two-year committee hearings by Senator Burton at the Government Oversight Committee, and he found that there was a cover-up and that vaccines do cause autism. So, mm-hmm. You know, anybody can go, you know, don't trust me. Listen, anything I say about the science, you shouldn't trust me. You should go do your own research, and I'll tell you, you know, the research that I'm relying on, and you can go make up your own mind. Mm-hmm. You also should not trust CDC, NIH, the American Association of Pediatrics, or Academy of Pediatrics, which gets 80% of its money from the pharmaceutical industry. FDA gets 45% of its budget from the pharmaceutical industry. CDC spends $4.9 billion of its $12 billion budget.
I get it. I'm not going to argue with you that those organizations are bought and paid for. We've seen that. But I got to ask, let me ask you, because the same, the parents inside those organizations vaccinate their children. The parents who work for Pfizer stick the needle in their kids' arms. Like, are they willingly hurting their children? Like, why would they all be giving the MMR and the vaccines that had thimerosal in it? You're alleging sort of a vast government conspiracy to force these vaccines on us from these health quote unquote officials who knew it was unsafe, but yet they gave it to their own kids.
Megan, go look at the movie Dope Sick, and you'll
answer. I watched it.
You'll answer your own question. The doctors in that movie—that's
different. They weren't sticking their kids with
they were
opioids.
Giving their patients and their children opioids because they believed what FDA told them.
We'll pick up the conversation in 1 minute, but first, a note on the exchange we just had about that Simpson Wood conference on thimerosal. In 2007, a U.S. Senate committee on public health did investigate allegations that this meeting established the dangers of thimerosal and that the CDC came up with a plan to cover up those dangers. The committee found that, quote, allegations of a cover-up are not substantiated. Instead of hiding the data or restricting access to it, CDC distributed it, often to individuals who had never seen it before, and solicited outside opinion regarding how to interpret it. The transcript of these discussions was made available to the public, end quote. The Senate report went on to conclude, quote, Simpson Wood participants generally agreed that the data set was weak, it was difficult to assess causality, and further study and investigation were warranted. Now, the author of the original hypothesis that thimerosal might be linked to autism went on to conclude in phase two of his study that the original results being discussed at Simpson Wood could not be replicated. By the time he reached that conclusion, he had begun working for GlaxoSmithKline, which makes vaccines, but the Senate committee believed that his findings were in earnest. Also, when Robert made reference in our conversation to Senator Burton having concluded that there was a cover-up, he was actually referring to former Congressman Dan Burton. Burton did hold many hearings in Congress over this issue because he firmly believes that thimerosal contributed to his grandson's autism. We'll be right back. How old does your mirror say you are? And is it lying to you? Ladies and gentlemen, you can change the answer that mirror has given you by 5, 10, or even 15 years with the new Ultra Retinol Cream from Genucel. One user, Marina from Fort Lauderdale, says, great product. My skin loves it. I have spent so much money on creams over the years, enough to pay off my house. Just kidding. But it feels like that. This product has changed my life like no other. Marina is flying high thanks to Genucel's new Ultra Retinol Cream with hyaluronic acid. This incredibly powerful anti-wrinkle treatment is packed with a blend of natural ingredients that gives your skin all the benefits of a retinol without any of the unwanted irritation. Go to genucel.com/MK60 now for up to 50% off the brand new Ultra Retinol Cream. You will be amazed with the results of your, or you'll get your money back. You will also get Genucel's immediate effects for results in 12 hours or less, free with your order. Just go to genucel.com/MK60. That's genucel.com/MK60. Free express shipping, free returns, exquisite customer service. genucel.com/MK60.
I would say, is there's a small group, and I can tell you the names of the people within CDC, within FDA, and with NIH who know what they're doing and are doing it anyway, but it's a small group. But everybody else, because of the way that the medical system works, gets subsumed in that orthodoxy. And it's very much the way that, you know, the Catholic Church reacted to the pedophile scandal. There was only a handful of priests, relatively, who were raping children. And 9 out of 10 priests who weren't. But all of them, the priests, the monsignors, the bishops, the archbishops, all the way up to the Vatican, became trapped in this subsumed in this orthodoxy that we need, that this institution is so important to children, to peace, mm-hmm. to all of these other good things, that the people who are getting injured are collateral damage. How does it happen? And it's exactly the phenomena that you're talking about. And I think they do a really good job in the movie Dopesick of showing how good, idealistic, high-minded, patient-oriented doctors ended up giving this poison to their patients, to their children, to their families, because they believe the regulators. And, you know, Americans are idealists.
No, I got all that. And I mean, I don't even think you have to go to Dopesick. I don't even think that's your best example. I think you're better off.
You tell me because...
Yeah, no, I think that what's happened during COVID with all these doctors and all these organizations writing articles about how masks are the key to our safety, which completely fell apart, and all the medical professionals who wrote that this 100% did not begin in a lab, but it came from, you know, some animal source, which we've never found despite testing 80,000 animals. Right. Well, how did Fauci get all the doctors to go along with that? He's got a lot of influence. I get it. I get your point. However, the reality is the studies on this saying there is no link between the vaccines and autism, any of you know, from the MMR or otherwise, come not just from the United States. They come from the UK. They come from Canada. They come from Denmark. They do come from the CDC. They come from independent physicians. They come from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I could go on. It's a worldwide conspiracy to stick needles in the arms of babies, irrespective of the catastrophic damage we could be causing to them cognitively.
Let me tell you what the National Academy of Sciences and the Institute of Medicine say. They, you know, pull off in all those groups that you talk about, have studied two things. One vaccine, which is the MMR vaccine. They've only done one kind of study.
According to you, that's problematic too.
Epidemiological studies, which are very easy to fix. They don't do bench trials. They don't do animal trials. And they've studied one ingredient, thimerosal. But when we sued them, they admitted that that of all the vaccines that are given during the first 6 months of life, the ones that are the only ones that could be related to you know, birth autism, that they've never studied a single one of them. So you show me a study of the MMR vaccine, the DTP vaccine, the HIV vaccine, and I'll concede to you. You cannot show me those studies. You can only show me the one study and one kind of study, which is the MMR, and they deliberately restrict it. And by the way, those people, all those studies that you're talking about from all over the world, look who funded them. Two groups or three groups. Wellcome Trust, which is GlaxoSmithKline, the pharmaceutical industry, or NIH. Oh, they're being funded by people who are funding them in order to cover up the association. And you can easily design, particularly epidemiological studies, you can conceal the impact to small subgroups of vulnerable populations. And that is epidemiology 101. Everybody knows that. And that's why they do those studies and they don't do other studies.
I mean, I understand. I get what you're saying. I also understand that many medical professionals, my own on up, will say that the risk of flu to children is far more significant and dangerous than the risk from any minuscule trace of thimerosal in the vaccine. And you can also get the vaccine without thimerosal in it now.
And yeah, so unfortunately, the people who get the ones without the thimerosal are wealthy people who know to ask the questions. The thimerosal vaccines are sent to poor Black neighborhoods where, you know, there's no political power. There's no power for them to ask or to object or to get an alternative. And they're sent to 161 million children in Africa annually. So this is an attack on the poor. And, you know, listen, I just want to point something out that people should understand. When you hear that the science says this because CDC says it, or because my doctor says it, or because FDA says it, that is a debating technique that is known as a logical fallacy. It's specifically known as appeals to authority. So instead of showing me the scientific study, which you cannot show me, that shows that flu vaccines save